Orfranchuk joins us. Orv, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, Jason. Doing all right.
Well, Orv, one game in the books for you guys. Hell, it can't get much of a better start than that. 16-3 drubbing in their first game. Unfortunately, you've had a few rainouts since. But I guess, hey, at any time you can get the bats going early in a season, you got to be happy.
That's right. We you always wonder what you have. And you see what you have on paper, and then, you know, how paper can lie sometimes. But so far, so good. We just had that one game on Saturday, and then, I don't know, because of the, you know, the Fort McMurray situation, they've had to redo the schedule. And so we ended up with 5 days in a row off, which in a sense is kind of good in that we get a lot of things done that, you know, when you get a new group together, you want to try to get everybody on the same page. And we still have about 10 kids that are not here. I was at a, I got five or four of my players. I was coaching at Gateway Community College in Arizona. And right before I left, we won our region. And so we're in the, actually the Junior College World Series right now in Enid, Oklahoma. And we won our first two games. I'm not there, but they won their first two games. And they win one more, they'll be in the final. So I'm kind of excited about that, but I'm kind of off the track here. We're talking about the prospects, not my kids in Arizona.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask you, being a special advisor, what does that entail for the prospects?
That's a good question. It's a little bit of everything, you know, just kind of because of my knowledge and my experience and being around the game as many years as I have, I got a pretty good idea what needs to be done and where we need to go. And, everything from recruiting to, park management to, coaching to just a little bit of everything. And I'm trying to give that to the group that I'm with the prospects, and it seems to be working. I mean, you know, there's always things that we can do better, and I try to give that information to as many people as I can. So it's a good fit.
Well, you had mentioned that you guys have 5 days off. Well, starting this weekend, that's going to change. You know, then you get into a run where you're playing pretty much every day. I think you have a few days off between now and if I'm looking between now and June 30th, I'm only counting like 4 or 5 days off. So it will be getting to the busy time, which is how the baseball season usually goes anyway, Orv. But the prospects have had some struggles in the past, and you mentioned you're still not exactly sure because it's only one game. But what was the main focus this year to ensure that your team would be more competitive on the field?
Well, you know, finally being involved in the college situation, I saw a lot of players during the college season, so the recruitment part, I feel like we're going to be ahead of the game. And then the other thing we have, Jason, we've got a lot of the kids that have been here now. This is going to be, some of them have been here for 3 years. So they've gotten better just because they've been with us, and they're bigger, they're stronger, they understand the game a little bit better. And so I think we're only going to have 7 American players and probably around 20 Canadian players on our team, which is not like any of the other teams in the league. Most every other team has their maximum of 17, 18 Americans. So that's kind of our goal, is we want to try to develop the Canadian kid. And a lot of the kids are local kids that are away at universities and colleges across the country. And that's kind of what we're trying to do.
Now, Orv, interesting that you have so many Canadians, which is great, and that, you know, we're seeing more Canadians go down to NCAA than we've ever seen before. You know, and not just in baseball, we're seeing it in basketball and so many other sports. Obviously, we've been great at hockey for a long time, but from when you go way back to when you played, Orv, and then of course coaching for such a long time, where have Canadian baseball players improved the most over the last few decades?
Well, I think the exposure of the game, television, and in Canada, the Canadian national program and then the Blue Jays are very involved now, more involved than they've ever been in Canada. I think just the exposure of that alone, and kids real, going away to school. I mean, you're playing it, you're practicing it every day, you're involved in with quality coaching. You're involved with good people. I think it's just an attrition thing that just eventually it was going to happen. We just thought it would happen sooner than it has. And our athletes, Canadian athletes, are as good as the American athletes. It's just that they don't get the reps and they don't get the exposure and the time on the field as often as the American kids do.
With some of the baseball academies spouting up, is that gap closing, or is just because of our weather it's never really going to close?
No, I think that's a good point. The baseball academies in Canada are jumping up all over the place. Apparently, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but it looks like the U of A program here in Edmonton is going to have a baseball program starting in the fall. And again, I don't know if I should be going out and saying that, but it looks like that they're talking about it anyway. And so that's a big step for kids, the local kids, to not have to go all over the country to go to school and play baseball.
Well, you know, that's fantastic. I definitely think it's something that we need more of. It's an opportunity to expand athletics in Canada beyond just hockey as the main focus. And, you know, baseball is a unique sport, Orvin, and you know the pitching factor extremely well. And, you know, overuse of arm properly at younger ages. I know that at a lot of the levels there's a restriction on pitches and different things like that. How much is that help the game in your mind, and what are some of the fine points, even before they get to the prospects, that kids and coaches out there, when it comes to baseball, should be putting into their young kids to enhance just their throwing mechanics?
Well, you know, the one thing that really is unfortunate is a lot of the times the people that are spending the time, coach, you know, parents and people that are spending time with our younger athletes really aren't qualified, and it's, they want to give their time and that's appreciated. But for me, we just need to be, I think at the lower levels, we need to have better prepared coaches at the younger levels. And I think that's a big start. And then so that when they get to a 15, 16 year old age, they know what they need to do to be able to take care of their arm. And then, you know, the other thing, we still have people with egos, coaches at every level, from the big leagues all the way down to little league, that have egos, and it's all about winning. And no matter, you know, what they do to the athlete, it's about winning the ball game. And so that's getting less and less. I think the coaches are a lot more educated. And I think parents, the good thing about this, Jason, is that the parents are getting to be educated about that. So they're concerned. And so they don't want to put their kid in a program that, where they know that that's going to happen, where the abuse is going to happen that way. And so I think that it's a total, and the exposure, again, the exposure of the game across the country, the education that people get by watching games, you know, Blue Jay games and watching college games and just being around good, solid baseball people, I think that's gotten better. It's gotten a lot better.
Well, that's great to hear, and it's hugely important, because I think once people get over the winning's nice, but winning's, you're right, it's not just the ego of the coaches. Sometimes it's the ego of the parents, that if little Johnny or Jill is successful on the diamond, somehow that makes them a better parent. And you know, I'm not really certain that there's a connection between the two exactly. Whatsoever. What about fielding? Like baseball, you mentioned the academies, and if you can get your pitching mechanics and everything and you're indoors, I'm sure you can pitch as much as you would like. But just the overall, you know, mechanics, we see baseball and you see so many kids coming from other countries now into major leagues of baseball, not just Canada, but, you know, not in the United States, from Mexico and South America. And, you know, the one thing is, like, they're dominant as fielders. And a lot of the cases, infielders. What is it to improve those mechanics for Canadian young players?
Well, I think, number one, the reason that those people are so good at that is because they get a lot of reps. And that's a big part of their philosophy. Their baseball philosophy is pitching and defense, which we know is the name of the game. If you can catch the ball and throw the ball and throw strikes and get people out, the offense kind of takes care of itself. So, I think the Asian countries are definitely, you're so right on in saying that they're so much better defensively than the American, the North American kinds of kids. But it doesn't matter what part of the game you're dealing with. It's just the reps, and that's why sometimes the Canadian kids are behind. You know, they get the exposure and they get the programs in the winter, and they do a lot of that, and they get the reps. But you only can do that so long. You need to play. You need to play in games and be able to experience failures and successes in games, and not just drill all the time. So. That's kind of where that's at. And I don't know if I answered your question.
No, it makes perfect sense. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the road trip to Lethbridge this weekend. And then the prospects are back home next Tuesday, a week tonight at TELUS Field. It starts a very busy stretch for them and for yourself right through till the all summer. You got a double dip, I've noticed, on July 3rd and the 10th. And enjoy it. We'll talk to you soon throughout the season.
We'll look forward to seeing you at the ballpark.
You betcha.
Okay, bud.